Teachers warn proposed NCEA changes will mean fewer students taking science and the death of Latin in New Zealand schools. The Education Ministry has suggested dropping several subjects, including chemistry and physics, from level one and cutting Latin from all levels of the qualification entirely. Teachers have now had several days to consider the proposals, and some subject associations say they are outraged. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
Of all the subjects affected by the proposal, Latin is hardest hit. Latin teachers are not happy about that, and neither are students like Sophie and Sarah, who say they're shocked one of their favourite subjects could be dropped from NCEA altogether.
I was upset, quite upset and shocked. Yeah, I think it's a really cool subject to do.
I was honestly devastated. Like, I think it'll just be such a loss. Even though we'd be out of school before it kicked in, I think it's a real shame if it got taken away. I was really upset about it.
Rob Griffiths from the Classics and Latin Teachers Association says students could instead study Latin through foreign qualifications like the International Baccalaureate, but he doubts that will happen. Instead, he expects cutting Latin from the NCEA will kill the subject entirely in New Zealand.
I actually think it would be more or less the death knell. If a subject is only offered for one qualification pathway, then it's unlikely they're going to study it at a younger age because it effectively narrows down their options. Latin gone at NCEA is, in my opinion, killing it off for all students studying all qualifications.
Rob Griffiths says Classics teachers are also outraged by the plan to drop their subject from level one in favour of a single subject, history.
Classics is a broad foundational subject that introduces students to the history of Western civilization. It touches on art, literature, philosophy, religion, and we just don't understand why the subject, which is probably the very definition of the foundations of Western literature and Western education, would be chopped.
Other teacher groups are also unhappy. Commerce and economics teachers don't like the idea of merging accounting, economics and business studies into a single level one subject called commerce. And the Association for Physics Teachers is shocked that physics could be dropped at level one. The Association for Chemistry Teachers says it too opposes the proposals, which would leave only two science subjects, science and agricultural and horticultural science, at level one. Ian Torrey from the Association says teachers he's spoken to are furious.
Not quite sure that I can say all of those things on radio, but I would say that it is very strong language, very strongly opposed to the proposals. We've actually got a survey going at the moment of our members, and in chemistry, just looked at the figures this morning, it's running at about 96% are strongly opposed to the proposal.
Ian Torrey says the proposal leaves science with just four level one achievement standards covering the ideas that underpin the subject, but not specific knowledge about subjects like physics and chemistry. He says the natural and physical sciences are being cut from five subjects at level one to just one, while other learning areas have had much smaller cuts or none at all.
We're concerned that future students will be able to choose a course from 10 languages, 5 arts, 5 social sciences, 4 technologies, but there's only one science subject that they can do. And we're really concerned that this will have huge impacts on future numbers of science, engineering and medical graduates, obviously.
Ian Torrey says if the proposal goes ahead, many schools are likely to stop using NCEA to assess science, and some students might drop the subject altogether. Consultation on the proposed changes closes on April the 20th. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko John Gerritsen tēnei.